All right, update on the injury report. Nate Irving's got a knee sprain. We'll continue to evaluate. Wes Welker has a back bruise. Any questions?
A knee sprain has to be more encouraging, obviously, than tear.
Yeah, again, it's very early. You know, our medical staff will continue to evaluate it, and we'll keep you updated.
How bad is Wes's bruise? Think he'll be available Sunday?
You know, he'll, you know, he's day to day. Anytime we have a guy that, you know, gets injured, but you know, we'll kind of give you that evaluation Wednesday. A lot of times with treatment and whatnot, these guys, you know, may or may not be ready. You never can predict.
Coach Payton said that he stunk yesterday. How would you characterize his effort?
Well, I think we all stunk. You know, I mean, there was some good, there was some bad, not enough good. You know, really, at the end of the day, the buck stops here. You know, that's on me. It's on, you know, we all got our signature on it. And, you know, it wasn't to our liking. I think we're capable of better, but not just one guy.
What are some things, Coach, that Julius Thomas can do to beat this cloud coverage that we hear about?
Well, I mean, he got a touchdown catch. You know, again, during the course of a football game, there's a lot of different roles. Sometimes he's in protection. Sometimes he might be run blocking. You know, I think, you know, his, you know, contributions from pass catching and touchdowns is pretty high.
So to get more catches, it seems like statistically.
Well, there's only one ball, you know, so they all can't catch it every play. You know, just let you know.
Good point.
given how you guys have run the ball, Foxy, the previous three games, almost four, mm-hmm. Are you surprised your inability to run the ball? They made you one dimension.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt we need to do better than we did yesterday. You know, we'd gotten a string there where we had improved it. You know, again, the opponent has a lot to do with that. You know, so sometimes when they stack the box, you have to go other directions. And we didn't execute in that area as well as we're capable of.
John, after the Super Bowl, a couple of Seattle defenders said, we knew what they were doing. And then yesterday, Darrell Revis after the game said, we knew what they were doing on offense. How do you see that? Is that braggadocio after a win? Or do they really know what you're doing and maybe some things need to be changed up?
I mean, I think, you know, he could probably answer that better. I think there's sometimes we didn't know what we're doing. You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, you'd have to ask them that question. I don't see that.
When you hear that, is it concerning? I mean, does it make you think, well, maybe they do know what we're doing?
I mean, I really don't even know how to respond to that, but I find that unlikely. I think, you know, we didn't, we had a couple turnovers that I think were critical in the game. Obviously, a punt return, a missed field goal. You know, there were some situational things that happened, but, you know, as far as, I don't know, I think we threw it for like 400 or something, yeah.
What did you see on that punt return touchdown as far as?
Yeah, it really started off bad. You know, we bobbled a snap, you know, so whatever happens is going to be a penalty anyways, because typically on those things, guys are leaving early, which resulted in the truth. But we didn't contain it very well. You know, with some inactives, it's not an excuse, but we had three new guys on the punt team. You know, I think he just got off to a bad start and it just got progressively worse, and it was a huge play in the game.
Did you not go for the field goal after the missed field goal because of the lack of?
No, really, we weren't even going to kick a field goal there. We were going to punt, you know. So, you know, obviously, if I'd have known it was going to be a six-yard sack, you know, I might have done something different. But, you know, they had a similar situation in the game. It was 27-14. They're on the 39, and it's 4th and 4. They go for it and convert it. You know, obviously, when you convert that, you know, it's a little better.
Do you think there's a need to bring in competition for McManus at this point, or are you satisfied?
No, I mean, I'm not. You know, we're not here to pin it on one person. You know, and definitely not the kicker. You know, it's 3 points that I wish we could have had. You know, he did kind of plant in the middle of the upright. You know, it was windy conditions, not an easy day or easy place to kick. But we need to improve that.